Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse after their 28-6 road win at Jackson Heights. Coach, your overall thoughts on the win?
At times I thought we played pretty good, Jared, and at times I didn't know we was quite focused at times, but overall it wasn't a bad football game.
Yeah, Coach, as you said, it wasn't the prettiest in terms of your guys' offense. They had more yards than you guys, 261 to 248. But your overall thoughts on how your offense was able to operate this past Friday?
Offensively, I think a lot of it, Jared, is we didn't have the ball. And when you don't have the ball, it's hard to pick up yards. I thought they did a good job of, especially the first quarter, controlling most of the first quarter and picking up first downs, and we couldn't get off the field. We get the fourth and five, third and long, and get it where they could go for it. And just never defensively get off the field. So when you don't have the football, it's hard to pick up a lot of yards because our defense couldn't quite get off the field.
Yeah, that opening drive went for 110 yards. It started at the 31, but a bunch of penalties. But it went for 10 minutes and 58 seconds of game time. Overall, for your defense, it was a bend but don't break kind of day.
Right, and after that drive, we figured a couple things out with what they were trying to do to us. And so I thought after that first drive, they had another drive I wasn't too pleased with. But overall, defense, after that first drive, I thought our defense settled down and did a pretty good job.
Coach, have you ever seen a drive like that?
No, I never really seen anything like that. I mean, I'd like to be on one of those drives, not the other team, but... again, you can't give up a third and 25. You can't give up two fourth and fives, first and goal from the 20. And, you give up those kind of plays, you're going to have long drives that eat up a lot of the clock.
Yeah, it really was an anomaly. But talking about Drew Gibbs, his performance, as you mentioned, not a ton of opportunities for him. He had 10 carries, 48 yards, but he had three touchdowns. Your overall thoughts on his day?
He's got to pick up those tough yards. That's what he's supposed to do anyway. Get those 3 and 4 yards that we need to get once in a while. Just lower his shoulder down and sometimes just run over people. So I thought he ran the ball fairly hard. I thought Trent and Talley ran the ball really well, and I thought Matt ran the ball well. Passing, it wasn't a great passing night for us, but again, when you I had us down for 34 plays and 54. So when you're only running 30 some plays, it's hard to do a lot when you're only getting that many plays in that game.
We're going to take a quick break here on Locker Room Chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse and be back in just a minute. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse, talking about you guys' game against Garden Plain coming up this Friday. Coach, this is going to be a long bus ride.
Very long. 3.5-4 hours, so it'll be a challenge for our kids, and the kids are looking forward to it. And I go to a place we've never been before, and I think the kids are excited about it. See a team we never played before, so I'm excited. I think the kids are excited. We'll go down there and see what happens.
What are some things that you're seeing on film about this Garden Plain team they're trying to relay to your kids?
They're very good defensively, Jared. They fly around defensively, and they're taught, they're coached very well defensively. Offense, very similar to us. They want to run the football, not going to throw a great deal. I think you're probably looking at two teams that probably get the same philosophy as far as you want to run the ball and they play good defense.
Yeah, like you said, Coach, this is a team that doesn't put up a ton of points, but they do have the ability to do it if the conditions are right. Coach, how do you prepare for a team that's so similar to what you guys do?
I think, Jared, you prepare each week, the same. You go out and make sure two things always believe in. You got to tackle and you got to block, and I don't care who you're playing. If you can't do those two things, you're probably not winning a football game. So we do those two things and make some adjustments. And I can tell the kids you got to be able to make adjustments within the game because that's going to happen. So that's kind of how we prepare for it anyway, Jared.
Obviously, you the one having to make the schedules. What was your thought process getting this one scheduled?
At that time, Jared, we scheduled. We didn't have nobody at that time that was an open day except for Garden Plain. So. It was more like, see, let's go see if they'll play us first. And they said he would, and I don't think he really talked about anything, but we just wanted to fill week six and play a football game when we scheduled it.
Awesome. Coach, this should be one of the best games in the state. Looking forward to it. And thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate it, Jared. Thank you.
Roger Holthouse, the head football coach of Centralia, here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wankland Oil Company. Just getting started here on Locker Room Chat on this Wednesday. We have Frankfurt on deck, Onega in the hole, coming up in just a bit.